Good morning. How are you, Senator?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, I know that there's a lot of undecided voters out there, and according to the polls, you are in dead last. And so I guess your best hope is to get those undecided folks to vote for you.
Well, that's probably true. And if you look at the Republican primary, the thing that separates me, Tony, is that all my opponents are proposing big tax cuts, but new spending programs, and that really is not appropriate given Michigan's economy. You know, Michigan is still in a stagnant economy. Things have not turned around, and the state is going to have continued difficulty in paying its bills. And many Republicans don't like government. They want it to be smaller. I understand that, but having a government that is bankrupt or that is insolvent is not a step in the right direction. I think it's important that the government be able to pay its bills and balance its checkbook, and there's a real risk that we won't be able to if we elect one of my opponents and they actually institute their proposals, which are big tax cuts, but new spending. The books have to balance, and for too long, at the federal level, we've not done that. We don't need to import that formula to the Michigan budget.
Senator, it sounds like sound information that you're passing along to us. Why has it been such a struggle for you to get this message across to the voters?
Well, I don't have the millions of dollars that my opponents have. I don't have a long list of endorsements of career politicians like they have. So I don't have a big bus. I didn't run ads during the Super Bowl. So, and I started, you know, out from scratch, Tony. I'm a state senator, not as well known. But I'll tell you, I have one important endorsement, and that is Governor Engler's former budget director, Don Gilmer. He endorsed me, and I mention it because he gets it. He sees that we face a $2 billion shortfall, and it's important that the state be able to pay its bills. And if a government can't do that, that's really what separates third world countries from the rest of the world. They can't pay their bills. They're in debt. They can't finish their road projects. They can't open their schools. And we don't need to go in that direction. So it has been harder for me, Tony, because I'm not as well known, but I'm right on this. People get it, that you look around at Michigan, you see how property values have fallen, we see all the job loss. People understand that the ripples from GM and Chrysler's bankruptcy are now spreading into state government, and it's going to be very important to remain solvent. And I'll tell you, a couple of states are in this progression ahead of us. Illinois and California, Governor Schwarzenegger instituted a fiscal state of emergency last week in California. He's going to be paying state employees with IOUs. Now, you know, people may laugh at that, or they may, you know, get some kind of satisfaction out of seeing government struggle. But I'll tell you, IOUs for a few weeks gets old. Banks don't take them. And if they spread from state employees to public schools or universities or to road projects, then you got big trouble.
Well, if I was to play devil's advocate, my question to you would be how to talk to the voters who are thinking, if I vote for Senator George, it's going to be a wasted vote because he's so far behind.
Well, that's not true. There's a lot of undecided voters. And listen, my party, the Republican Party, we need to become the party of fiscal responsibility, fiscal prudence. That's what I offer. And there's still time in this election. I think the support for the other candidates is shallow. And this issue that I'm bringing up, this issue of fiscal solvency, it really haven't, other than you, Tony, much of the press hasn't touched it. But it's coming big time. And if Republicans think they're going to win in November, they better get off of this, we're cutting your taxes, but don't worry, there's more money from your schools formula. They better get off of that fast, because it's not going to fit, and people are going to see through it. So voting for me is a chance for my party to become the party of fiscal reality, of fiscal prudence. You know, as you know, Tony, I'm a doctor. I don't lie to patients about their diagnosis. And the diagnosis for Michigan's budget is critical. And the solution is simply cut spending, not these other things that my opponents propose. Cut spending, and of course, the biggest expense is state health programs. And as a physician, I have ideas on how we can right the ship of state by changing those.
Well, Senator, we've appreciated the opportunity to not only have you in studio, but much like many of the other candidates, to have you on the program to get your message out. And we are going to talk to you tomorrow, win or lose. We look forward to that, and good luck today.
Thanks so much, Tony.